politicians into releasing previously classified information about alien activity. He's speaking in Belfast tomorrow evening as part of the Féileann Fóibéil Festival, and he joins me on the programme now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and let me mention that is Friday evening at 5.
All right.
5 p.m. at St. Mary's University College.
Okay, well, we got that sorted, happily.
Yes.
Just how feasible is it that the U.S. government has made contact in some way with extraterrestrial life?
Made contact, that's one thing. Being aware of the extraterrestrial presence since the 1940s, it's a certainty. It's been established. We've got witnesses and quite a bit of evidence. And then the question is, to what extent have they interacted with them? They have crashed vehicles. They have dead bodies. They did have one, maybe several, live extraterrestrials. So that's contact, without question. The government's fully aware of it. And because of the nature of the times, 47, Cold War, nuclear weapons and development, so forth, they essentially took it deep black and made a decision to contain it until such future time as they felt they could bring it forward. Cold War lasted 44 years. We built 80,000 nuclear weapons, nearly destroyed civilization several times, and so that locked it up. 92, when the Cold War ended, the door opened for possibly finally telling the truth about this or revealing the facts to the world's people. And a number of reasons they have not been able to do that yet. So we're now 25 years past the Cold War, and the truth of this matter, which is easily the most profound information in the world, and the announcement will be the most profound, I think, event in human history, is still on hold.
So they're opting for silence still. You're asking questions. They will find those awkward questions. Has this caused you any personal grief?
No. I entered the field in 96. Things were starting to develop pretty quickly. And the intensity of the truth embargo, it used to be called the UFO cover-up, but I changed the term analogy to truth embargo because it's not a cover-up. It's not illegal. It's not even a conspiracy. The intensity of that was very great during the Cold War. If you wanted to grab some docs and head on down to the New York Times, it wasn't going to work out well for you. After the Cold War ended, they were still pretty concerned, but after 2000, the truth embargo is kind of running on its own momentum. It's not getting the kind of energy that it did, and it's kind of crumbling. And what I'll be saying on Friday to at the Festival of the People is that the announcement of the ET presence is very close at hand. It could come at any time, and it almost came last year. There's some extraordinary developments that took place in the United States. I'll be talking about that. I'm also talking to making contacts in other countries. I've already been to Moscow. I may be going back. There's about 10 leaders, world leaders, that could end this truth embargo and make the announcement of the ET presence and be what we call the disclosure president. And so it's, again, very close at hand. And don't be surprised if it doesn't happen in the next 6 months.
So the powers that be obviously thought that skepticism would kill it off, would make people like you go away. But in actual fact, the opposite has happened.
Oh, no, the interest in the subject has never stopped. Citizen science effort began in the 40s, never stopped. Thousands of books have been written and so forth. But it was a difficult thing. I mean, the ETs can come and go as they please. They had nothing they could do about it. What they did is they did everything they could to contain a formal confirmation. They did this by undermining the issue, ghettoizing the issue, ridiculing it, putting in false information, disinformation, some intimidation. They locked up the newspapers, the major ones back in the 40s, and they institutionalized a sort of you can't go there. It's like the Cuba embargo. Basically, the government said, look, there's really an island down there. I mean, we're not denying that, but you can't go there. And if you do, there's penalties. They finally lifted that embargo a year and a half ago, but the truth embargo and the ET issue has still not been lifted.
Well, it's a fascinating subject, and I'm sure you're going to get a full house when you speak Friday evening, 5 o'clock, St. Mary's University College. Am I right this time?
Absolutely. And I'm just, it'll be my first time in Belfast. I've never been to Northern Ireland. And to come in for a festival of this nature, extraordinary, I guess you could say, extraordinary thing that was created to show that Northern Ireland had moved out of the issues of the past and was creating a great nation. It's just great to be a part of it.
Well, you're very welcome, and I trust you enjoy yourself tomorrow night in St. Mary's. Thank you very much for coming on.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Bye-bye.